a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar. Oh,
that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 951.
Welcome. Welcome for your hump day.
Thank you for having me, Tommy Jacket.
Yeah, thanks for joining me, Josh Jansen. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to cover...
We actually got a lovely email.
Oh, did we?
Hey, guys. Just listening to episode 950. That was yesterday.
I thought it was Bodhi. Hey, guys.
As he is in the intro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to say where the line of reinvention should be drawn.
Mm.
But I definitely forced myself to make some radical changes in my thinking in the past 6 months or so. This comes from Sean, Gronk Sean, by the way.
Yeah. And yesterday we were talking about how if you've sort of had your thinking turned upside down.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm doing a PhD at the moment. And right as stage 4 Melbourne lockdown hit last year, nothing was going right with the PhD. And I took 6 weeks off from it all, effectively unpaid leave. I ended up stumbling across Morning Pages and Stoicism and started reading some books on Stoicism and listening to Ryan Holiday and his podcast. I also came across Matt Diavella on YouTube and really got into that. And that's how I found out about you guys. Listening to Tommy on Matt's podcast talking about Sam Harris got me onto the Waking Up app as well.
Oh, fuck yeah. I thought I did such a bad job on that episode. Really? I've really beat myself up internally about that. But obviously, yeah. I helped somebody.
And I've been doing those meditations every day since.
Fuck yes.
Yesterday was a bit of a shocker with getting caught up in work-related thoughts and doubts. And I was fleshing that out in my morning pages this morning and how mindfulness is such a great circuit breaker for that. Then I listened to the podcast on the way into work and you guys are talking about just that. What are the odds? In any case, I'm still doing my PhD, but I definitely feel a sense of reinvention around my mental health and my general approach to life as a result of taking that time off. Thanks for all that you guys do. Keep it up. Cheers, Sean.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Sean. Where's Sean in Melbourne?
Yeah.
I said when stage 4 hit in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Man, that's cool. The Crystal Andrews, she also wrote through on our Instagram around the conversation about purpose. And I kind of touched on in a very non-eloquent way about how purpose is something, is thinking. We're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. It's a human construct, I think was what you were saying, wasn't
it? Yeah, kind of. I didn't say it like that, but it's like purpose is something that we just like intellectualize and then believe and then we just like embody, but they can change. And so, therefore, it's not like some kind of, I don't think there's anything much woo-woo about purpose. It's something that we don't understand. And Crystal Andrews was pointing out that it is a construct. Like we have any term, any phrase humans have developed is something that is just being created for us to think about. Career, and that's not a thing beyond a word and then what meaning we give it. So it is funny. It is funny.
What was it about the episode with Diavella that you sort of didn't like?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we're so used to just talking shit and not needing to be experts or we're just a couple of guys having a conversation about stuff that we like and stuff that we're interested in and even like touching on stuff we have no idea about, but it helps us grow our understanding of that subject, right? So, it's like fumbling about, you know, is a version of learning as you're going and that's what the show is. And so, I don't know, maybe there's just a pressure. I was thinking about, we spoke a lot about meditation. I think about when that was and where I'm at now. And so it is, I think.
Well, you're in line now.
No. Mate, I haven't walked. I've been floating around. I don't drive to work. I fly to work.
But don't you think that's the, I think the, that's what makes it relatable is, and I don't think that you come from a place of, I'm an expert.
I definitely
try
not to.
You're sharing.
But I am. No, I feel there's so much pressure if you are coming from the expert vibe or you're just a Gronk trying to figure it out. But anything that I do, it is, it almost, the equation should be where you are now looking back on what you were doing 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, that cringe is not a bad thing because you're like, it's either an evolution. If you were looking back saying, fuck, I actually am, I've regressed. Mm-hmm. That's a different thought.
Yeah. What do you cringe at? Like, what is this specifics?
I don't know. I think it may be just criticism of myself and my own performance. And and I think, you know, you are your worst critic, but-
I think I talked about morning routine.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to sort of have it in a focused area that he was interested in that you could talk to. And he knew that you could talk to it because he's interested in what you have to say about it.
Yeah.
So, which is a different vibe just for us. I mean, I've only been on a handful of podcasts that aren't ours.
Mm-hmm.
And it is always a different vibe.
And there's also, I think, there's a time where you're doing a big download of a new idea.
Mm.
So, for instance, Sean just getting into stoicism in the last year, I find that you go through a thing of all Ryan Holiday, all of that sort of stuff. Like, you go through these sort of downloads where you learn all of this stuff, and then you sort of, like, everyone sort of moves on to a different version of that. I think about minimalism. Once you have cleared everything out and you're doing, like, you don't need to spend every day thinking about it. You have your practices, like your morning pages. That's something that would always stay. But it's almost, you don't, like, you are then living that thing, so you don't need to just be consuming that content. You've sort of done the download.
Yeah, it's like people who work in the self-help space. I go through times where I'm into somebody, and then it's not that I'm not into them. It's just that what they're saying, their message isn't resonating the way it did because there's a new version that I'm seeking out. And so, there's nothing better than reading something for the first time or watching a movie and you're like, fuck, this is exactly like what Sean's saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's hitting every level and you're just like, and then you find that there is a new version that will hit.
Cal Newport did that for me like 2 or 3 years ago in a massive way, like the whole deep work stuff. That was when I got off social media and it's... but the interesting thing now is there are amazing YouTubers that have taken all of these thoughts that are in books and made them into an entertaining thing that you can just sort of passively watch at home. So, like, the barrier to entry is so much nicer now.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the reality for these people that there are audiences that are coming and going. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's for our show. We took a break over the summer here in Australia, and it was like 4 weeks of not doing the show from coming from 2.5 years, almost 3 years of every single day releasing a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably talked less for in that month than I have in the last 3 years. And there's everything. It's no different. You come back, you're like, you forget what you've done. You're like 900 episodes. We even had that conversation. You're like, I'm like, it's almost like us trying to rev each other up. It's like, mate, but we've done 900. It's like trying to give yourself a bit of a fucking kick up the ass, because what happens is you start thinking, ah, we're no good. Not that you think you're really good. There comes a level of comfort in knowing that you can do the thing once the mic comes on, which I feel I have had for many years based on the radio stuff. And but it's not like my mind doesn't actually think that. My mind is more inclined to think that I'm not capable. Like, and maybe it's the heavier emotion out of the I'm capable and not capable. The negative has more of a...
Well, it's a protective mechanism as well, I think.
Yeah.
Because then that creates the sort of the momentum. I think that that's what the show did. Like, by us doing so many days in a row, we built a momentum or a muscle that's always there, which you have gained through gym, like the gym. So you can... You know what you're capable of, so you can get straight back into it. Whereas if you've never fully committed, if you've never really done it, if the only reference point that you have is doing and then failing, that's a lot harder.
Or sticking, or trying, giving up. Like, But it doesn't have to be that way. The gym analogy is great because it's the 100 kilogram bench press, Josh Jansen. Mate, the thought. Well, I mean, it's more than my body weight. Mm-hmm. Most people couldn't bench press their body weight.
Okay.
And it takes years to get to a base level of strength to be able to push two plates, mm-hmm. 100 kegs,
have you
220
done
pounds. Yeah, yeah. I've done like 110. But getting
year?
Up to that, not this year, okay. I don't know. But in my mind, mm-hmm. I fucking done it.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon I could do one mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
I could rip a pec because yeah. I'm not conditioned to. But getting from 88 mm-hmm. kilograms, 90, 92, 95, like the barrier in my mind of 220 pounds was fucking huge. But now I'm like, I've done it, yeah. which is your
That's
point.
That's the same
of like,
thing with, the, to be honest, the Grampians. Me not dying. No, seriously. When I thought that I was going to die and I didn't die, and thinking about the lack of fitness that I had, like that was the first big walk we'd done in a while. I think I could give that another go.
You definitely could. I've said mm-hmm. we should go do it. Did I tell you my mum had a similar thing?
Oh, no.
I think maybe the grandpa. Yeah, yeah. I'll get her to tell you the story. I can't remember. But it is. It's like we are, everyone's so hard on themselves. Mm-hmm. If you're not hard on yourself, ever, mm-hmm. who are you?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, the other thing too is changing your mind. So, for instance, Sean with his PhD, it's so easy to be like, oh, you've told all your friends and your family you're doing the PhD and it's like you've probably amped it. Like it's probably, I would feel it would be a stretch just doing it, right? So, committing to it. And so, what do we do when we're committing to it? We have to convince ourselves. And so, the convincing ourselves looks like, yeah, this is going to be great. This is going to be, this is the way, this is what I need to do. This is going to give me so many opportunities. And then things change. And the hardest bit is changing your mind, I think. But I think there's a lot of people that are doing things in life because they're worried about changing their mind. Because they think that by changing their mind, they're somehow flaky or unreliable or when the reality is, if you created a strategy of where you wanted to be at the start of last year, and then that strategy changes, things change. Life change. Like you've got to make moves. It'd be crazy to think the decisions that I made a year and a bit ago, I have to stay with them because that's the decision. Where it's like if you were navigating on a road, you worked out the map based on what you knew. And then you realize when you got to the road that it's on the side of a crazy cliff and there's one road in that's way safer. You're not going to say, well, I fucking did the map here, so I've got to commit to it. You just go the other road. And that's like the beauty of like not being stationary. Like you're moving along, you're finding, you're getting new context.
Or you've just upgraded your GPS map and there's a better route.
Yeah.
I did Route 66. Mm-hmm. And had a Mustang convertible, me and Fitzy hired a GPS. This was back in the day, your phone wasn't good enough.
$10 a day for the GPS.
Yeah. I heard the hack was blow up at the end and say it wasn't working and you get it discounted.
Oh, that's a good one.
I did it. I don't think it worked. I don't think it worked. But this thing took us this off road. And it's like going over a fucking train track in the desert. Yeah. Just like, where the fuck are we going? Yeah. I think we should turn back.
Yeah.
This thing's cooked.
Yeah.
So, technically, I told them that story. I may have got like a day discounted, but it is like, then the paradox of that is like, how do you, is the changing direction or changing your mind a pattern in what you've done previously, which is a hard one because it's so unique. It's like, am I the guy that has started and stopped and then-
But isn't that part of the, like, that can be part of the journey as well?
I think it has to be part of the journey. So, if that is the realization, but what I'm saying is I don't have the answer because it's like I've done the start and stop my whole life. Mm-hmm. I think everyone has a version of that. But then it's like, when is resilience needed? When is perseverance required? So, for a business, let's say our business, the friction of fucking the years and two years, three years, and then it's like easily could give up easily. Yep. And so, and you and I've had those conversations about like, oh, I would have fucking thrown the towel years ago, But then, and so I don't know why. And this is the thing about.
Well, you have thought. A framework, maybe. Like, maybe you've got like a certain. So look at like relationships. I think are like this. It's when you're in a long-term relationship. If little things happen, you've taken off the table that this is going to be the catalyst for breaking up, right? Yeah, and so when you do that, that becomes the thing to like work. Like, I guess that's the whole like marriage, long-term relationships. Like, that's the working at it type of thing. So it's like, okay, what is the consistency? And then what are the changes within that that you could be making?
But then what about the interpretation of the struggle? Is thought. It is how you dealing with your thoughts. So, what is your what's your strategy for interpreting the emotion that something's causing you? Which is on Sean's practice of meditation. What I do with the app, it is like the Sam says always. It's like how do you dial back the intensity 30% from whatever you're feeling. Because all it is reaction thought happening. And then it's like, that could be what changes and makes all the difference in starting and stopping.
How do you avoid the temptation to tell people how to live their life?
I mean, I've created a business around it. No.
So, think about like the meditation stuff that's working really well for you. But there's heaps of examples like that. You've got the, like you've a mate that starts Bikram yoga. Changes their life. They become a yoga teacher.
Bikram's probably a bad one because the guy was a fucking nutter.
But great
next
practice.
Next minute
apparently.
In the cult, Bikram. It's no, you're right. Great practice.
Yeah.
Great
So if you have that though, if you because that's my thing, right? Like at the beginning, I think maybe it's the start of the journey. So when you are at the start of something, you just see if you're making a big change, all that you see is the broken bits. Because the broken bits help you make the change. So, for instance, when you're leaving a job to go freelance or whatever, the month before you leave, my boss is a fucking idiot. The people around me are fucking idiots. Like this, like why did I wait so long, right? But then, like that's a coping mechanism to be able to then be like, look at it from a different perspective. And I feel like that's like with, I remember when I did, went vego for a month. I'd see meat on Instagram, like,
yuck. Yeah.
And it's, but that's the, like,
coping
that's, the,
mechanism.
That's the coping mechanism. Well, not even the coping mechanism. That's like the mind shifting. And so then that's why I think that when I think about how quickly I can change with stuff, then I give it, like, I have empathy for other people around. Of course, yeah, of course you're going to think that way.
Yeah, I think there's a, for anyone who's doing things for years, there's probably a version where it does dial down in terms of how much they're spruiky and willing to tell people this is what's going to change your life. And I think people are excited and passionate about things that have helped them.
Well, I think you're humbled by the process maybe too. So, you realize that it's not like a clear – it's not like nothing's a guarantee. Everything is hard. Doesn't matter where, like it's, I heard someone say like companies are like, I think it's Swiss cheese or whatever, you know, the cheese that's got holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the holes that you can't see from the outside. So, I don't know which cheese that is. But they're like, every company is like Swiss cheese.
We're more like a loaf of bread that's got all those holes inside.
I think you used this exact analogy previously. everything looks good. But
you're pissed when you find out what's inside.
No, but if you think about it, every single person that you're close with, when you chat to them and talk about their work, 9 times out of 10, they're like, oh, yeah, I know it's like that. But then there's this. Like every single like mate of mine that I'm close to, that I'm having conversations with regularly, have work problems. Yet like we always internalize or think that it's like, oh, man, fuck, like everywhere I go, there's always issues. There's fucking issues everywhere.
Very much so. See him every morning. In Abbotsford, people struggling. I think that is one of the other things about meditation is that there is a version of empathy that you gain that you then realize that when you realize how much you're struggling, as soon as you start thinking, as soon as you start becoming more self-aware about the suffering you are in, you realize how much suffering everyone else is having.
Yeah.
And this, everyone's swimming in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so true. It is so true. It is, and then that is a way of going, oh, I'm in trouble. Like, maybe I should fucking dial back my emotion on how I'm reacting to this fuckhead, which I feel in the moment. But they're not really a fuckhead.
Mm-hmm.
They're just in their head too.
Yeah.
And so
everyone's reacting and responding. And then you put the COVID stuff on it and you see that most people aren't being their best versions right now.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think that? Like, I think about like road rage. I see it on the roads walking in. Like, there's a lot of people who are sort of at their ends wits or whatever the fuck you say. Wits end.
Yeah.
A little dyslexic.
I'd like to know what that means.
I can look it up for you.
At your wits end.
Wits end. What do you think?
Wits, like your wits about you. You've got your wits about you. Your senses at your wits' end. You've fucking blown up. Your senses are in overload. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, it means, it's completely puzzled and perplexed, not knowing what to do. For example, I've tried every possible source without success, but where does it actually come from? Mm. That's what I'm curious about.
Not far off.
Yeah, I can't see. I've got my laptop here now, so I can it search good. And stuff.
I decided to bring nothing today, just nothing.
Mm-hmm. We had someone knock at the door. Who was it, Jess? Someone's wanting. Someone's wanting to take a photo.
Oh yeah. There's a big mural in our street, and I saw the guy who was on the mural.
Oh really?
Standing at the bottom of the mural.
Oh, that's cool.
Having a photo with the mural, probably his Facebook photo.
Yeah.
You know, just fucking upgrade.
What's the
big face?
Yeah, okay, interesting. Yeah. And then so he wanted the car moved to get a clear shot?
I don't know.
Is that what happened?
Who knows?
Okay.
But I don't think we can help him. Maybe he thought it was our car that was in front of the mural.
I mean, but whenever I hear the doorbell ring, at the moment it's all about packages.
We have a few good packages.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, I mean, have you ever had a time in your life where you've got so many packages on the go that you forget what's coming?
No.
Well, so we've got like a few samples of merch, upcoming merch and all that sort of thing, and they all come separately. And so I'm getting so many messages. The thing I hate the most, AusPost sending a message saying your package is coming today. Don't know which package, what package.
No,
I get excited? Do I not get excited? And then you
get excited that it hasn't been lost in the mail.
Yeah.
that's probably the best vision. I'm surprised more shit doesn't go missing in the mail.
You set up security cameras from Trev. Trev hooked us up with heaps of great stuff.
Thank you, Trev. Got one going.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get the other one working.
Uh-huh.
Reset button.
It's not working.
Maybe you've got magic fingers, but I'm driving that metal into the reset hole. It's not resetting.
Are you powering it up while doing it?
Yeah.
With the USB on?
It's foolproof, I think. Like, it really is. And I'm either a fool or it's broken.
And so, where have you set? You've set one of the cameras up?
Yeah, I've got to actually fix them into the wall. But it is interesting having the cameras at your house.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that you look at them a lot, or what's the, like, do you feel safer?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just, we've talked about this before. It's like, does it just bring more alertness to issues? Mm-hmm. And it's like when you think about seeing a red car, you're going to see a shitload of them.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to see more crime?
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, maybe, mm-hmm. at least I have it on camera. I mean, that is the byproduct of it.
When you caught up with mates at the end of the year or the start of this year, were the conversations different? Because I feel like there is a little bit of the end of the year. It's like, we were all having the same conversations over and over and over again. Do you slip back into that stuff, or have you found other things to fucking talk about?
I mean, COVID chat is the new weather chat. No one talks about the weather anymore.
Yeah.
It was always, mate, fucking hot week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, it's just COVID. But no, the people that I hadn't seen in a while, which was a lot of people because everyone was just at home in their bubble, chatting about what they did in that time. But then, I mean, it goes pretty quickly. It depends on what kind of mate they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they someone I've known for 20 years mm-hmm. and we're just, I don't know, it doesn't even register what we talk about. We're just talking shit and connect, and being around each other is all we need.
Have you noticed the transition going from, you know, COVID Tommy to like ISO Tommy, where the, you know.
Is this about my appearance? Yeah.
No, to being out and about. Have you learned anything about, like, so for instance, it's like when Melbourne opened up, everyone was social for like the first week or two. Like that was a big thing. And then it like slowly sort of adapted or whatever.
There's still a lot of people being social, dude. There's still fucking.
Do you feel I mean, like I've you're doing out. Everything every weekend doing something?
I have been, but even going, like I've become more lazy with my mask situation. Mm-hmm. Like I don't have one in my pocket. I used to have one, but like.
I don't know. Like what's the deal now? When do you even have to Office Works you need to?
Supermarkets, like places like Office mm-hmm. Works. I went into Office Works without one. I feel a bit naughty. Jess and I went for a walk to the supermarket. Actually, we were just going for a walk and then we were like, let's go to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And then we both didn't have masks. And there's a bit of power about it, you know? Like people don't want to come near you. So yeah. But anyway, it's at the end. Like Melbourne's had 28 days of zero local transmission, mm-hmm. which I think is good. Sounds good.
And I empathize when I listen to podcasts that are recorded in different parts of the world.
Dude,
you just hearing
sure.
people like just even struggling to do interviews and stuff. Like you just see the sort of people are drained.
Oh, dude, I think about the, I mean, we need to register our energy based on, our energy. We need to, what will determine if we take another break is if both of us are having eye twitches at the same time. Yeah. Like my eyes haven't been twitching.
Yeah.
Remember how much twitching we have?
Yeah, that was true.
So tired, dude. We had Twitch City.
Well, we were doing two. For context, our video production business, basically we were doing pre-production, but it grinded to a halt from the perspective of actually filming.
They stopped our industry from operating,
mm-hmm.
literally in the fine print.
Yeah.
Video production, no.
Mm-hmm.
Computer says no.
Yeah, and so if we think about, like, if we count the amount of shoots that we did last year,
oh, dude, one,
it would have been
two,
it would
three.
Have been less than like 10 filming days for the entire year,
dude.
And so things like JobKeeper and stuff became so important, and we were lucky that we could do this.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but then you see how it's. We're doing the thing we enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. Doing the thing you enjoy doing, you can still burn out.
Well, I also think the other thing is doing the thing that you love doing without having the sustainable business model is still exhausting. If you are, essentially it never feels as good as making it work, right? It's like getting funding from a VC or an angel investor, right? You get money, that's just a runway. But there's a point where the runway ends, and by the time the runway ends, you need to be flying. And if you're not flying, you're going straight through the barricade.
Brick wall.
Yeah. And so I think that that's the thing is it's like that was a temporary solution. And that's why when you read the headlines and you read the news, it's like, oh, you know, what's going to come from all of this? Because, yeah, we've had this moment in time where we have had that support. But it's, if we think about it from a shoots perspective, the way that production companies work, the way that you get more video production work is by doing video production work. So there's been this weird time where it's like you don't have huge amounts of recent work to show because you haven't fucking done much for an entire year.
I mean, Josh Frydenberg was our angel investor. And then he said no more.
Yeah.
We're not giving you more cash.
So what's the deal? So I guess around Australia, all open. So, WA is just finishing off their lockdown.
On Friday.
But Sydney, Friday. Brisbane, all of that sort of thing.
There. I just spoke to my friend in Sydney and he said, he called me. He said, where are you? He said, on the ED. I'm lucky I lived in Sydney because I wouldn't have known. Eastern Distributor, which is a CUNT of a road in the morning or any time. Like, it can have a lot of traffic on it. And he was on the way to work in his car. Traffic. It seems like, that's back. To just being, shitty traffic.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, I wonder. I think that the next thing will be, I'm very curious to see about Easter because it seems like everyone's got big plans for Easter. Don't you think?
Mate, that's what I said to him. He said, when are you coming to Sydney? I said, mate, Easter's probably the next available time. Yeah. Like, you know, you get like 4 days or something. You can, it's worth coming there considering. And we just said considering COVID.
It's going to be hectic.
Well, we thought that in the Christmas period and then it shed itself. But
no, but think about everyone who was going to do something during Christmas.
I'm not flying. I'm driving. It's much easier for a family. You're in your little
cabin. No, but just in general, like I just think like cafes, like people out and about. It's like surely
this is the empathy for the businesses. Like I mentioned this at the start of the year. We went to Hillsville and then we went to, I think it's the town of Hillsville. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, the people were slammed. The cafes, the pubs, the bar, like booked out. Like,
yeah.
But you see the pressure it puts people under. Like,
well, they haven't fucking worked properly for months. Yeah. And so you go from having hardly any work, just, you know, being at home playing PlayStation, or if you're fucking the business owner trying to work out how you're going to keep your business. Mate. And then you have the other problem, which is like, and the fucked up bit is, even if they're busy, they're probably just paying the debts down that they incurred through all the lease stuff that they have to pay back.
Oh, man. A mate of mine has a gym and he said they're 300K behind. Mm. But yeah, there is, it sucks. Mm-hmm. It sucks that at end of the year, we even got into, so you come out the back of the lockdown and then you're trying to ramp up what the business once was. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you actually are kind of busy like these people that are still in it. They're just flat out. Yeah. I mean, we had a busy
without
end.
Without a break.
Without a break. We had a busy end of the year, which you see how coming off, like you're saying, the start of the year or when you enter into that COVID lockdown time, everything shifts. Mm-hmm. And so, the strategy's a different start of the year. Then you're all of a sudden in the new normal, which is a silly term. But was the new normal, which is after, you know, COVID's coming off the back of COVID. You can't you can't not remember the time of COVID. And so it's like embedded in your mind. And then you start your business again. And then that's how we got burnt out at the end of last year was doing.
You just have to say yes. Because, yeah, you just don't. Like, if a client's like, hey, can you do this shoot? Like, like they've been waiting for a long time to be able to do it. So then it becomes that game of like, bring everything forward as soon as you can do it. Because the other thing too is like, especially in that time, in that sort of November period, we didn't know, like we didn't know how long things would stay open for, when things would shut down. Even if you think about December, there's, you know, there's border closures and all of that sort of thing. And so, yeah, it feels like, you know, December, January has always been interesting from a video production perspective because people are still getting into it. You know, they're finishing early, they're getting back, they're trying to work out budgets.
Forced closures of businesses, like it's the time that in Australia, because it's summer as well, it's like Americans, don't, I mean, they're not a good comparison for annual leave, but it's, but you see, like it is all operating the winter month, you know, here it's, yeah, it is really a lot of people just take their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
But it was a funny time last year because so
and we're
many
already
people,
in Feb. And Jesus. Just a reminder, everyone. Yeah, it's Feb 3.
I feel at home. Much more optimistic about the future off the back of like December, January. In that time, it was like, God, are we just like you have to persevere, have to push forward even if it closes again?
Yeah.
And it hasn't. And so I'm of the feeling that we haven't closed again. So it's feeling a bit better. Even that December period where it got a bit dicey. Mm-hmm. But we had two lockdowns last year. People are listening this morning. One place is on their third COVID wave, they were saying. It's like, which just is a clusterfuck for everybody, health and businesses, you know? Dude, anyway.
Yeah, it feels good. And I think like doing less shows, like it's consolidation.
Yeah.
It's simplifying, making things so it's like we don't have that burnout and we've got a great business, which means we can keep doing the show where you guys don't have to pay anything. Unless you do want to pay us.
I mean, you can. Our PayPal.
Yeah. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Is where you send cash to the PayPal. I mean, we asked before, send cash and people were.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we got a lot of different currencies. thank you, Sean, for your email. Thank you, Crystal, for the comment as well. Olivia always sending great emails.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.